Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
For all those American businesses who complain it's so much easier doing business in Europe. Oh, really?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. In the wake of the big corporate scandals in recent years, we've heard lots of complaints about the new Sarbanes-Oxley rules making business so much more difficult. So much so that some have warned businesses are more inclined to list on European exchanges. Well, now it seems Europe is about to crack down, too. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us from London with more on this. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Bob.
So just when a lot of companies thought it was easier to do business in Europe, these new audit rules are being proposed. Tell us what they might entail.
Well, the Daily Telegraph in London has drawn our attention to some small print buried in something called the 8th Company Law Directive on Statutory Audit. And this contains a body of rules regulating the use of auditors by overseas companies which list on European exchanges. Critics say they are far too onerous and expensive to administer, and they will have very much the same effect that Sarbanes-Oxley has had on New York. It'll drive foreign companies away from listing in Europe.
As onerous as some of the Sarbanes-Oxley provisions that have drawn so much criticism? For example, you have executives having to sign off on their financial statements, that sort of thing?
Yes. We don't have all the details yet, but it does seem to equal, if not exceed, Sarbanes-Oxley in some of the burdens that it places on foreign companies wanting to list in Europe.
Well, let's talk about the possible effects on exchanges here in this country. Any talk about that?
Well, very simply, this could be one in the eye for London and one up for New York. It might actually stop the hemorrhage of foreign listings away from New York to London and put them into reverse. So London's loss could be New York's gain.
Okay. Thank you very much, Stephen Beard in London.
Okay, Bob.
The markets are coming off a lackluster performance. Yesterday, the Dow lost 5 points, a fraction of a percent, to close at 12,557. The Nasdaq lost 0.75%, due in large part to some discouraging earnings news from Intel. The S&P 500 was also down fractionally. Speaking of Intel, is the computer giant illegally thwarting competition? European antitrust regulators reportedly are being urged by their investigators to formally make that charge. It's all based on a complaint by Intel's biggest rival, Advanced Micro Devices. Marketplace's Steve Tripoli has the story.
Intel allegedly withholds rebates from any of its customers who buy more than a certain number of AMD chips, so a computer maker's bill from Intel may not shrink much even on a smaller order. Doug Friedman of American Technology Research says that if the allegation's true, it can wipe out any incentive to buy from a competitor.
Unfair in that the market gets starved, and that's why it's an anti-competitive practice.
Friedman says Intel's 80% world market share for chips is so big that customers think twice about complaining.
The market is still afraid of Intel. If you fall out of their graces in a technology business where the margins are the fattest on new products, any sort of lack of allocation can ruin you.
Similar allegations against Intel have popped up around the world, but so far there have been no big penalties. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, working with Habitat for Humanity to build over 350 homes this year with families in need. On the web at thriventbuilds.com. And by Society of Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org.
Congress takes up the issue of oil and gas royalties in Washington today. House Democrats want to channel billions of dollars in botched royalty payments into a renewable energy fund. But in parts of the Rocky Mountain West, where oil and gas drilling has reached 21-year highs, local governments say there are more pressing needs for that money. Sam Eaton reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
Okay. I know we had a person bring in a whole bunch of squash, so help yourself to that. And there's...
Raina Nielsen has lived in Vernal, Utah, long enough to remember past energy booms in this oil and gas-rich corner of the western Rockies. But she doesn't remember it ever getting this bad. While many in the small town are cashing in on the boom, low-wage earners like Nielsen are falling through the cracks.
It's so expensive where the oil field is really booming, but as a woman, single, you know, with children, you can't make what the oil field people do.
Nielsen scans the shelves at the local food bank, grabbing school supplies and boxes of mac and cheese for her two children. Rents here have doubled as thousands of highly paid roughnecks stream into Vernal to work the nearby oil and gas fields. They're now overwhelming the local housing market. Louise Taylor manages the Ashley Valley Food Bank.
We have landlords here that have literally kicked out families and said, I can get more money out of oil field workers. And they can.
The Uinta County seat in Vernal has been overwhelmed with phone calls from evicted tenants with no place to go. Waiting lists for rent vouchers have doubled over the past year. A new homeless shelter for 26 people now under construction, the first in the town's history, will be full as soon as its doors open. County Commissioner Mike McKee says that's just the tip of the iceberg.
We cannot provide all the service that's needed. It's just beyond what local government is able to do.
As Congress votes on whether to divert royalty payments into renewable energy projects, McKee questions why more of that money isn't reaching places like Vernal. He says that's where the oil industry's impacts are most deeply felt. The state of Utah, which takes the second largest share of royalties after the federal government, sees housing as a local issue. It's more inclined to fund new roads for energy exploration. In the meantime, emergency service agencies are blowing through their annual budgets in a matter of months. Norma Hirado is with the local association of governments.
It's horrible. It's horrible when people call you and they're desperate, and all you can say is, "I'm out of money. I'm sorry, but I can't help you."
Left to their own devices, many of Vernal's homeless are doubling up with relatives or racking up credit card bills, staying in local motels. Others, like Raina Nielsen and her two kids, are giving up on Vernal for good.
Are you sad to leave?
Well, yeah, because I've grown up here pretty much my whole life. But you have to go where you can make it now.
And it's not here in Vernal.
It's not right now. Not right now.
In Vernal, Utah, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Check out our podcast at marketplace.org. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
Take ancient clay.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.